This is Deborah Green, and I am kicking it in the kitchen. This is my very, very first podcast, and I am ever so excited. So here we go. First, let me tell you a little bit about myself and my background, and then we'll go into our message. I was a social worker in three counties, in Cook County in Illinois, in Dade County in Orlando, Florida, and in Dane County in Wisconsin. Now, that's how I started my career out of school. And as I moved further and further into the Madison community, I started becoming a substitute teacher. Now, I have been working with youth and little people for a number of years in different organizations like the Southside Raiders and NAACP, the Madison Urban League. So it wasn't a hard jump to go from there to being a permanent substitute teacher. Now, the reason for this podcast is that each year in several different schools that I would sub in, the students liked the message that I had for them. And it was, of course, a positive message, but it was a true and honest message just for them. So this would be for teens and preteens and young adults, because I have faith and confidence that they can do so much better than they're doing now. And there are a lot of opportunities that they have out here now, and I don't want them to miss a single one. So I'm going to help you, hopefully, get through some of the tough times and those uncertain times when we're in school and we don't feel our best. So let's go to the message. Now, as I said, the reason for this podcast is because in each school that I was in, I had students to ask me if I was going to do a podcast. They were very excited about listening to the message and for me to repeat the message or to tell them different things about their futures and what they should be doing with their time. So I try not to disappoint students, and students don't disappoint me a lot. Therefore, I felt it was really important for me to do my best to try and be there for students by creating this podcast. And so this is what it is, guys. Here it is. Now, as students asked me about this, I told them that you have to put in your 2 cents too, meaning I need you to tell me or give me some guidance as to whether or not I am doing justice by you. So I need as much of your feedback as I can possibly get. Now, let's start off with a ground rule. I am more than a positive person, and I enjoy positive criticism. It's okay for you to tell me or to help me to be the better me or the best me that I can be. Do not send me hate stuff, y'all. That does not help. And I will deep six it in a minute. It will go directly to the garbage can because there's too much hate and hate talk and attitude going on in the world now. We don't need it. You don't need it. And for me to be my best, I need your best. So you give me your best feedback and I can do my best to live up to your challenge, like I want you to live up to mine. All right. So moving right along into the message, this is a brand new year, everybody. And I'm not going to ask you to make a lot of resolutions because I didn't make a lot of them myself. However, What I do ask of you, good people out there, and I have been asking for a few days now, is for you to assess where you are. Look at what you can be doing. Just one thing. Just look at one thing that you can be doing better. One way that you can improve you. Because the best thing about you is the ability to change. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to take one thing. For those of you who own Chromebooks and are given those Chromebooks every single year, and you don't bring them to school, or you forget them, or you don't charge them, all that other wonderful stuff that you don't do with your Chromebook, why don't you try bringing the Chromebook to school charged up? I'll tell you a little story about that. I have been asking students to just tell us where you think you need to be or where you want to be about 4 years from now. And so a lot of students started thinking, well, what do I want to do? Where do I want to be 4 years from now? And one student said, oh, yeah, well, I know where I want to be. I'll be kicking back in as a senior in high school. And I thought that that was just wonderful. And I turned around and I looked at him and I said, you didn't even bring your Chromebook to school today. And how in the world do you think you're going to be kicking back as a senior? Because you see, that's what seniors do. If they have completed all of the criteria to be a senior. So, of course, we had a little laugh about that. But I challenge you to just seriously think about where you're going to be in 4 years. And for you seniors out there and you people in high school, think seriously about what your life is going to be like in 2 to 4 years. Because this is an education that is yours, not mine, everybody. And we provide, we teachers, we parents, we provide the tools for you. The only thing we ask you to do is to take advantage of the opportunity to educate yourself. You are the one that will have to educate yourself and figure out how much education you will need to be the success in the next 2 years, in the next 3 years, in the next 5 years. See, because you are preparing right now for your 20s. And the information and the access to the globe, you are not local people. You are global people. And getting that access and you deciding just how much information you are going to get to access the world will help make your 30s and your 20s just so easy. Just easy and breezy and just great. Now, if you blow that off, and you all know who I'm talking about, you young people that roam the hallways and think that you come in to eat and to play and to leave, you all are going to have a hard time if you don't start preparing now. Eighth graders out there, you better get up because you are going to have to perform now. You are in the system of the state of Wisconsin. And those of you who are going into high school, if you don't acquire 25 credits, you don't get a diploma from the state of Wisconsin, period. That's just the way it is, y'all. And I'm going to tell you as far as possible, just the way it is, so that you don't wake up and think, oh, well, nobody told me. Well, somebody's telling you now. Get out here and put something in, put some effort in so that you can get some good stuff out. So now, as we figure out just what we're going to do in the next 3-4 years, let's start thinking differently. Let's start thinking about this adventure here, this next 3 or 4 years, as a business, okay? And you have to know everything about your business. You have to be the public relations person. You have to be the chief executive officer. You have to be the chief financial officer. You have to do it all because it's your business. And as your business thrives, you thrive with it. So if you come in with a good attitude and you come in ready to receive all the good and all the opportunities that are out there for you, you learn that everything that you are doing in school is interconnected. And we'll talk about interconnection, you know, at a different time in a different podcast. But when you come in with a good attitude, good things happen. That's part of the reason why when you walk in the morning, you say good morning. It's not for everybody else, it's for you. It's to get you on top of your business. Now, speaking of your business, staying in your business makes a whole lot of sense, guys. Too many times you all get into other people's business and then your business falls by the wayside. Let's try to focus. Let's try to think differently about what we are doing so that we can do it well. Okay? It's time for you to do new stuff. So, I'm moving on to the next thing that I have on my wonderful list here after educating yourself. Start preparing yourself. Start preparing. If you need to go to sleep early, go to sleep. Don't try to stay up and stay up. You're only wearing yourself down. Because when you come into school, everybody expects you to be on top of your game. It's very simple and it's very easy. But you've got to do the simple and easy stuff so that when the hard stuff comes, it won't be so bad. So, understand this. You are smart. You are intelligent. You are capable of doing everything that you are supposed to do. And that's the way you have to start thinking when it comes to thinking differently. You can't think like everybody else thinks. You have to learn you and learn to think on your own. You can take in as much counsel as you like. You can take in information from everybody. But you have to be the one to make the decision for you. Nobody else. Okay? Don't waste this time. Don't waste your power on nothingness. And you know, sometimes when I come into school, it's just weird. I'll come into a class and everybody in the class will have this look on their face. And one time I came in and I thought, this look is very strange on these students' faces. And that look said something very, very important to me that I generally keep in my mind all the time. When I come into class, this look says to me, Miss Green, I dare you to teach me something. I just dare you. And you know what? When I explain that look to students, I challenge students and I tell them this, I dare you to learn something. Okay? So, as you come into class and every day that you come into those buildings, those institutions of education, I dare you to learn something. I dare you to do it because you are more than capable of it. And we need you out here in the big people's world. I know you like bling bling and everything, but you got to give up something to get something, you all. That's just the way that is. And if you want to be out here with the big people, you got to do what the big people do. And that's okay because you are growing, you are learning, you are maturing. And that's how you do it. You do it by doing the things that you might not necessarily like to do, but are necessary for you to do. Okay? So, now, what we're going to do every other week, so twice a month, I'll be doing the podcast. And you can also find my website, and I am going to tell you how to spell it out because it's really pretty long, but it's pretty nice, and I've received a lot of good information from it. Okay, so it's called Kicking It in the Kitchen, and that's KIKN-ITIN the Kitchen. And you'll find more information about me and about the podcast and about the next subject that's coming up on the 24th, which will be fitting in. Okay? So I'm signing off now, and I'm going to say one thing. We rise by lifting others. Okay? So have a great one, and I will talk to you on the 24th of January.